This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sales of cars with the VW badge were down 7% in the U.S. last year, but VW is also Audi, Porsche, Lamborghini, and more. And VW of Germany is now saying it wants to make a big new investment in North America. $7 billion over 5 years is about expanding production, including a big new SUV for model year 2016. People in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where VW already has a big plant, will welcome this news. But note that the promise was North America, which might be Tennessee, but it also could be Mexico. The BBC's Steve Evans is in Berlin. Morning, Steve.
Morning, David.
What is behind this announcement from VW today? They clearly want to sell more cars.
They do want to sell more cars. And the problem is that Europe is pretty well too difficult a market. The US is going up. Europe is going down. Volkswagen knows where it needs to be, so it's going to spend this money. It's already in the US, in Chattanooga, in Tennessee, of course, but it now wants to expand certainly there. What we don't know is whether it wants new plants even beyond Chattanooga.
Which is very interesting, Steve, because when people in Tennessee hear the announcement of this large investment in North America, they may assume it's coming their way to Tennessee.
I think they can probably assume that. But you know how car makers are. They'll be saying to lots of people, we've got money to spend, you've got unemployed people, what can you offer? That's the way they operate.
And apparently there's some stiff competition for this business from Mexico, where also VW has operations.
That's right. And the obvious attraction of Mexico will be labor costs. But what VW wants to do is to be able to say to American customers, we use American labor. This is an American car. That's the pitch. They need that Made in America mark.
Steve Evans, the BBC in Berlin. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.